The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When I traveled to the Nubeli Ndoke National Park in the heart of the Congo Basin this spring, the first thing I noticed, besides the incredible heat and humidity, was the swarming flies. I had hundreds of what most folks call gnats, not just circling me, but stuck to my head and neck. Gnat is a loose term for mini mosquito lookalikes called midges. Yes, these flies are attracted by a person's heat and sweat, but why are there so darn many of them in a swarm? The answer is the same as for many questions in nature: mate selection. Typically, swarms of males are going to form around particular objects or visual markers that might be a ripple above a stream or a fence post along a roadside or a sweaty hiker. But there is a downside to the gnat's midair sexual antics. It makes them visible to predators. Dragonflies, for example, will fly back and forth across swarms, indulging in multiple rounds of in-flight meals. Females never swarm. Instead, they enter their male counterpart's rolling mass only to mate. And considering that midges are usually short-lived, some live no more than a few hours, swarming can be the most important event in their lives.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.